It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin. And we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eye of the Tigers, episode one of the school year.
Episode one. Yay.
So exciting. We are so very excited to be back. Caitlin and I have missed the pod so much. I guess I should introduce myself. That might be a good way to start this. I'm Peyton. I'm one of your co-hosts.
And I am Caitlin, one of your co-hosts.
There we go. It only took us a little bit to get into that. Clearly, we're a little rusty, but, you know, we're getting through it.
Yes.
But, yeah, so starting off, Caitlin, how was your summer? What did you do this summer?
My summer was super good, super chill. So we moved in December. So when I got back, I was like an hour and a half away from all of my friends.
Oh, no.
So I was kind of just chilling in this new neighborhood. I helped out with babysitting this family.
Okay.
And they fostered kids.
Oh, that's so,
so
fun.
It was tough because there were like five of them and they were all under the age of five.
Okay, that's genuinely my worst nightmare.
Yeah. So
no, thank you.
it was tough. Towards the end of the summer, I was like trying to like cut it down. I was like, I can't really be here this week.
Like, I'm sick.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. I was like, ooh, maybe should have picked a family with like one or two children because that was a lot.
But you know, I feel like you learn stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the day, like with kids, the more that there are, the funnier stories that you have.
Oh, for sure. I was in a total Batman costume at one point. It was, yes,
as
they
you
were.
Should be, they as were, you should be.
They were very entertaining. But I mean, other than that, I got to work out.
Okay.
We had this like, so our neighborhood is like a big community. So like inside of it, it's like a town. So there was this like slow pitch field. So I got to hit on it a lot. And then I did a little bit of fielding just on like a soccer field that was nearby as well.
Yeah.
So fielding on grass, although I'm an infielder, it was a little weird, but you know.
Could you not have done grounders on the slow pitch field?
It was like, okay, it was like a slow pitch, like baseball field. So there are only like so many spots with dirt.
Oh, okay.
So I did not want to even try.
So you just went full grass.
Yeah, full grass. So I did that and then I got to watch a lot of TV.
Oh, favorite thing you watched this summer?
Favorite thing, probably rewatching Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But I also started Cobra Kai, and I really like that.
So I actually have never seen Cobra Kai, but my parents love it.
It's really good.
They're obsessed with it. And this girl that I used to know in, like, elementary and middle school, like, knows the entire cast of Cobra Kai and used to post photos with them. Like, back when Cobra Kai was, like, a YouTube show, because it wasn't originally a Netflix show. Like, I'm
really
fairly certain it was a YouTube show to start. And so she knows the cast. I was like, dang, I really wish I had, like, known what Cobra Kai was at the time. Because, like, I'm not really friends with her now because we went to different high schools and life has taken us in a lot of different paths. But
yeah,
I was like, that is such a sick thing to just have in your back pocket.
If she knows the guy who plays Robbie on the show, I need to know.
I don't know who that is, but is that the guy with the mohawk?
No, but I also fell in love with him.
Okay.
Robbie is, what's his name? John Lawrence or something. It's the guy who started up Cobra Kai again. It's his son.
Okay.
And he is amazing. And he was like the best karate guy on the show.
Karate guy.
He was my favorite.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so this doesn't mean anything to me, but
yeah, it's a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Anywho, Peyton.
It's on my list.
How was your summer?
My summer was really good. I was a camp counselor all summer. So I basically ran around from like 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. every single day with my group of 9 and 10-year-olds. So they were all going into fourth grade. And I thought I was going to hate it. Like, I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never worked with kids. And I was like, don't know if this is for me.
Yeah.
But I had a blast. Like,
that's so good.
Genuinely so much fun. And the absolute stories that I have and, like, experiences I still laugh about some of the stuff my kids said. Like, on the first day of camp, I was asking them if they had any pets. And this one kid in my group was like, no, but my dad's trying to get a special license so I can have a raccoon as a pet.
Oh, my goodness.
And
a raccoon.
It was so funny. I was like, I'm literally obsessed with you. And then for the rest of the summer, we called him the Raccoon King because he loved raccoons so much. But I had an absolute blast. I also went to Alaska for 2 weeks. Well, I went on a cruise. It was like a week-long cruise.
Nice.
Yeah, and so that was really fun. We saw so many bald eagles, which was fire. Like, it was so cool. They were just, like, flying around. And I was like, okay, this is insane. I was bummed because we didn't get to see any sea otters. Mm-hmm. And sea otters are my favorite animal.
Yeah.
But it was really a great experience. Seafood in Alaska is built diff. Like, it is.
Really?
We did a salmon bake. Uh-huh. So, like, Alaskan salmon. And they, like, wrapped it in these, like, leaves from this, like, tree. I don't even know. And they, like, grilled, like, smoked it on the grill. And it had this, like, brown sugar glaze.
Ooh.
Literally one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. It was amazing. And so I went with my grandparents and my sister, so it was really fun to get to spend the time with them and just get away. But, yeah, it was a solid summer, but I'm glad to be back.
That sounds so fun. Whenever you were at the camp, did it feel like you were in, like, Camp Rock?
No.
Camp Rock!
No, there was no singing for the most part.
Okay.
It definitely did. It does feel like it's like its own little world because it's a technology free zone.
Yeah.
So there's like no devices whatsoever. So it's like I would just go off the grid during the day.
Yeah.
And like it was just like it feels like it's this own like bubble, but it's like, and I wear the same thing every day because I wear my like blue staff shirt and mm-hmm. then athletic shorts. So it's just like you like forget that you're a real person outside of camp because you're so used to this just like camp world because it was from mid-June to literally the day before I left for move-in. So mm-hmm. it basically was my entire summer, except when I went to Alaska.
Yeah.
But it was literally the best time. And I got to work with my sister for like 2 weeks there. So that was fun that we got to work together there.
That's good.
But yeah, it's nice to be back. And speaking of, how has campus been for you?
Campus has been good. I got here like a week early before everyone else did.
Why'd you get here early?
We had to come early for WGRE because I'm on the board. So we had to do like promotions and whatnot. So that was a little weird. Just being on campus with no one here is like a ghost town. But all the events like leading up to the first week were super fun.
What'd you guys do for WGRE? Like what was the vibe?
We had quite a bit of meetings. Oh, God. I really liked making, like, social media posts, though. That was fun.
Uh-huh.
Meetings were, you know, meetings.
They're meetings.
But we got through them. Really loved opening day. That was so much fun.
Oh, did you help with move-in, or you just did, like, the convocation stuff?
I did not help with move-in because I had to cover a shift. Yeah. Oh. They wanted to start the radio early, so I was going to help with move-in, but...
Sorry, you know, girl.
It was quite sad. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
But, yeah, so I was covering shifts here and there. I think, like, in total, it was, like, 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to cover. Yeah, it was pretty
crazy.
In a week? It was in 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
She on that DJ grind.
It was a lot. It was shocking. I wasn't expecting it. But you know what? We got through it.
You're there.
And, yeah, so, I mean, now we're in Into the Woods, so we've been rehearsing that a lot. And then
shameless plug. I'm gonna plug this for Caitlin because I'm so excited. She's Little Red Riding Hood in Into the Woods. So y'all better be there. What day is it?
It's September 26th to the 29th.
Yeah, show up, support my Little Red. I will be there. You can say hi to us. And yeah, if you're not there, then I'm gonna be really sad.
Yeah. It'll be a good
Caitlin
show.
Caitlin will be really sad, too.
I will be so sad.
Yeah.
I'll be so sad. But I'm very excited to see, like, a ton of my family are coming, and then...
Oh, that's awesome.
All of y'all softball players, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, we're going to mob.
I'm going to be, like, pointing y'all out the entire time.
Dude.
I'm just going to be playing towards y'all.
I'm just going to, like, make eye contact with you 24/7, and I'm just never going to let go. It's going to be uncomfortable.
Oh my goodness, there's like this one sad part in the show. Actually, there's a few sad parts, but there's the sad part where we're kind of just like singing and sitting there kind of.
Uh-huh.
You'll know what I'm talking about when you're watching
it. You won't know unless you come.
Yeah, you won't know unless you come. But I'm hoping I don't make contact with y'all, like eyesight, or else I will break
character.
Okay,
so if I see you sitting down, don't look at you.
Don't look at me.
Okay. I will do my part in helping you do well. I'm not going to distract you in the sad part of the show.
I know. I'll be like, don't break character, don't break
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. How has rehearsal been?
It's been good. It's been so fast.
Yeah.
So the show is Stephen Sondheim, and Stephen Sondheim is difficult musically. And it's just like not a repetitive show, but similarities throughout it. So it's been tough, like, you know, keeping my head straight.
Oh, that's so fair, because it, like, it's definitely like the same song, but you just like change the words up a little bit.
Yes, just a little bit. And it's like keeping those straight.
Is it
tough.
Like different choreography each time?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's, and the choreography in the show is a little bit more like movement based. It's not really like crazy choreography.
Okay.
That makes sense. Just like hand movements and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's
not
different
bad.
Different choreography than I've experienced before in past musicals that I've been in, but it's interesting and it's like pretty simple. So that's nice.
That's good.
Just like fast moving. But yeah, so that's been good. The hardest part has just been like blocking wise. We'll get through like an act in a week, which is very fast. So just like getting through that, and then like knowing it that, you know, Thursday, once you go through everything, it's a little tough.
That's terrifying.
We're getting through it. So.
Okay.
But we have like 2-3 weeks before the show, and we are just going to be running it now. So
yeah. Or at least you get to run it now, and you don't have to like learn anything new.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just get to do the fun part.
Yeah.
Because like you've done the hard part.
The blocking is like the like drawn out part where it's just like, just got to get through it. Just got to get through it. And then now we just get to create. So
yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm so excited to go. Like, I'm just, I'm so happy for you, and I will be cheering you on.
Thanks, yeah. Girl.
Let's see. Well, we're both living in our sorority houses this year.
Yes.
So how has living in DG been for you?
Oh, it's been so much fun. Okay. So like living in an actual house, like on campus, has been great.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. Just like having like a living room.
Yeah.
Having a nice shower.
That's not like moldy, and I'm not scared that the curtain is going to like fly open.
Yes.
When I'm in the shower.
Yes. Exactly.
Living in luxury.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And we like in our living room, we have like a big TV. So I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if you are feeling like this at all, but like, I feel like living in the house has been so nice, because I feel like I'm like way more part of Kappa than I was like last semester.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, I felt like every time I went over to the house, I was like low key an imposter. Despite being in the sorority, but I didn't live there.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I got to, like, fully envelop myself in the experience. And then now that I'm living in the house, like, I feel like I'm really getting the full, like, sorority girl life. And I am loving it. I think it's so fun.
Yeah, for sure. I know, yeah, last year, it, like, felt like I was, you know, a part of the sorority. But it's, like, just, like, randomly popping in was weird.
Yeah.
It just felt weird. So
you, like, don't know half the people's names.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, hey guys, like, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh man. Well, yeah, so life outside of class has been solid.
Yeah.
How has life in class been? Like, how are you feeling?
You know, I'm really trying to like schedule myself. It's been tough, you know. I'm extremely busy.
Yeah.
I only 3 more weeks, and then I'll be like not busy at all.
Okay.
But just like the workload I have this semester is a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And then French.
Oh, are you in French?
Yeah.
Are you in, like, intro?
Yeah,
or
like, the elementary. But, like, for our first exam, which was a weekend of school, it was, like, 300 words.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
did you have to, like, write stuff?
Yeah. Memorize and write. It was tough. So
oh, my goodness.
It's definitely faster than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting through it.
I love that for you.
Getting through it.
Yeah.
What classes are you taking?
I'm taking, well, Caitlin and I take electronic journalism together.
Yes.
Which is so fun. And then I'm taking intro to creative writing because I want a minor in English writing. So I finally actually get to take an English class. I'm taking the media fellow seminar and then Spanish 231.
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm.
The first day of Spanish was the most shell-shocking, humbling experience of my entire life, because I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, and then we take the placement test right when we're done with high school. So, like, all my Spanish is fresh. I'm, like, feeling good about myself. And then I didn't take Spanish last year.
Mm-hmm.
But so I tested into 231. And so I roll up to the first day of class. My professor is fully speaking Spanish. Like, full on. Like, zero English whatsoever. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so terrifying. Like, I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of class, like, the sleeper agent in me that took Spanish, like, awoke. And, like, I was retaining most of what she said. Like, enough to understand what we were doing and, like, what was going to happen. But it was terrifying.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's been an experience. But I'm liking my Spanish class so far. So
that's good.
That's nice.
Yay.
Yeah. What else are you taking besides electronic journalism?
So, electronic journalism, French, I'm in media, culture, and society.
Okay.
And then, what's my last one? Oh, yeah, gender and society.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I wanted to take media, culture, and society because it's a comms class.
Yeah.
And I was going, like, to take it, and then I just, like, did it.
Yeah, it's the, like, main requirement for, like a media studies comm major. So I'm just trying to get it out of the way.
Okay, I definitely need to take that class then.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a media studies comm major, so.
Yeah. It's with Hallie. He's super, like, fun. He's,
okay.
He's like a inspirational speaker almost.
Oh.
The worst part is all the quizzes are random. Like,
oh, no.
They're not announced, which is scary.
That's terrifying.
That's scary.
Have you had any yet?
I had one on Thursday, last Thursday.
Oh, gosh. How'd it go?
I did well. It's like 4 or 5 questions. Okay. And I got them all right.
Okay,
so
girl. Okay.
Let's hope that stays like that.
Yeah. Keep up the good vibes. No, but the current events quizzes for electronic journalism, I'm so terrified. So
I'm, like, beefing.
I'm, like, so scared. So for reference, on the first day of class, we got, like, our syllabuses, or syllabi.
Syllabus? I don't know.
Anyways, syllabus.
The syllabus.
On the syllabus. Our professor started talking about these, like, current events quizzes that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you just have to, like, stay updated with the news, and I'm never going to tell you when they are.
Yeah.
So, like, every day before class, I'm, like, furiously looking for news because I'm so terrified that he's going to, like, ask us something about a news story that I didn't happen to read. And
yes.
I'm terrified. And we haven't had one yet.
And it seems like... And I feel like maybe he's, like, tricking us into just, like, looking at the news.
I feel like that might be it.
Right?
I feel like he's gaslighting us.
I know. But it's, like, also, like, whenever you give the example of, like, who is this specific person who did this, I'm like, how am I supposed to remember names, dates, like...
I just know the general news story, and I don't remember the specific numbers or dates or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm so scared, like... I can't.
Same.
The day he's it's time for a current events quiz.
But really, like, honestly, I think there'd only be, like, one person. I don't know his name, but he's, like, on top of current events. Everyone else, I think, is just, like...
Yeah, we're all just, like... I read the same 5 headlines from the same 6 big news sources, so let's hope you ask about one of those.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But I will say... My newscast, we have to do, like, weekly newscasts for WGRE. Mine is at 9 a.m. on Fridays, so right before class. So it's really nice because whatever story I pick, I'm at least reviewing some sort of news, like, right before class just in case there is something. Like, today I learned that there was, like, this big typhoon hitting China right now.
I saw that while studying the current events this morning.
I didn't until I went to do my newscast.
I didn't know that until this morning. So, yeah. I mean, we both learned it this morning.
We're just learning things all. What is the value of a liberal arts education if not to learn things? And we're learning
things. One step at a time.
Oh, I love that. But yeah, let's move into softball.
Okay.
We've talked classes. We've talked life outside of classes. How are we feeling softball-wise?
Yeah. I mean, practices have been as good as they can be so far.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of, I'm chugging along. So our head coach, we don't have one at the moment.
Yeah. So sad.
It's a sticky situation.
The day that coach told us she was leaving... was genuinely,
oh,
I was in shambles, like, could not function for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I called my mom and I was like, in shock.
I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
Like, what am I here for if not softball and
crazy thing is my mom, she has like a recruiting service for softball.
Uh-huh.
And over the summer, I helped her like with one of her logs. And so what I did was I checked like what staff like moved and switched and stuff. And I was like, wow, like so many schools, like their coaches leave and stuff. And I was like saying, and I swear I jinxed it. I was like, I'm so excited we have like a staff that's like stayed here for so long.
Oh,
and
no.
Then that happened and I was like, what did I do? I jinxed it.
Oh no.
So, but I don't know. I'm just nervous because like fall season has started.
Yeah.
And we don't have a coach.
Like, and we have like prospect camp this weekend.
Yes.
And then we don't have a head coach.
Yeah.
But I mean, Gab is incredible. Like she's doing so much. And I'm just like, I feel so bad for her because like, I can just tell that she's so stressed, but like, and like, you can just like obviously life goes on as normal, but it's definitely hard not having coach here and just like being in limbo that we don't have a coach right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know who it's going to be. Like, I don't like unknowns and I need it to be known.
Same. Yeah. Like, and it's also like the who, the what, like what are they like?
Yeah.
How much is it going to change? Like,
yeah.
How long is it going to take?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many questions and I'm just like, I try not to worry about it or think about it because it's going to happen how it happens. But
yeah.
It's just, it's weird.
It's definitely
it's
odd.
Weird, but
and like, I don't know if you're like this in any way, but like, I'm very particular about the type of coaching that I respond to.
100%.
Like,
yes.
And it's very, like, I don't respond well to yelling or like
berating
in any way, shape, or form. And so it's like, I'm worried that we're going to get, I mean, I don't think they would bring in somebody that they don't believe is going to push us to be better and like in a way that's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I feel like it's really hard to have a coach that you love and you're like, this is going to be my coach for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then now you have to find somebody new and, like, get used to forming that relationship with them while, like, learning to trust them through the, like, scary unknownness of it.
Yeah, because I know in my recruiting process, I was so picky about coaches.
Yeah.
In the past, I mean, I don't want to say I've developed trust issues.
Yeah.
But the amount of bad coaching I've had and coaches that have just made me not enjoy softball is insane.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to have my mom and my dad be my head coach for so long.
Yeah.
But there were times where I was playing for, you know, these coaches who were just not good, including high school.
Yeah.
So
high school is always a toss-up. Oh. Like, my high school coach is literally my best friend, and I love him, and I still text him every single day. But I feel like high school ball, there's just, like, you either have a really good one or you really hate softball.
Yeah.
During high school ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I was lucky because my dad was my coach literally until I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then I joined a new travel team, and then I ended up leaving that travel team after a year just because it was, like, an hour away, and I wasn't, like, coaching was a lot harsher than I was used to, and, like, I just didn't respond well to it.
Yeah.
And then I went to a new travel team, which I loved, and I was able to, like, have fun for my last year of travel ball, which was really nice. But, like, it's crazy how much just one coach can change your opinion of the sport that you've been playing for literally your entire life and that you love. But literally all it takes is one person that can just completely derail that.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
Yeah. Oh, it's – but hopefully, again, we get someone who's supportive and we like and works well with us.
Yeah.
That would be the dream.
And I think everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever is meant to be our coach is going to be our coach at the end of the day. It's just going to take a while. And I need to know, like, right now in this moment, I need immediate gratification.
Yeah.
Especially since they just, like, it's probably going to take another 3 weeks to a month at least, I think.
Yeah.
For us to, like.
Well, the whole process and, like, we have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
You know? So
scary stuff, but we're all leaning on each other.
Yeah.
We're making it work.
Yeah. Making it work.
But yeah. First week of practice was good. I thought everybody looked good. Mm-hmm. I missed playing so much. Like I have been so bored.
yeah.
not practicing. And, like, yeah, I've been taking individual reps here and there and, like, getting work in, but it is not the same. And we were at practice on Wednesday, and I was just, like, out in the outfield, and, like, one of the girls on our team was like, "You're, like, really excited today." And I was like, "Yeah, like, this is the best game in the world. I want to play." Like, yeah. I was so excited to be at practice this week.
Yeah.
So fun.
I remember we had, like, it was either last Monday or, like, Friday or Thursday, just whenever us athletes went on the field, not with the coaches.
Yes.
And we got to, like, be together and get some reps in, and I was like, this is what I've been missing.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it makes you feel kind of, like, back home, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I feel like it's, oh, like,
you get to be back with your sport that you've been playing
yeah.
for so long.
And I feel like, no matter what state you're from, no matter what mm-hmm. state you go to college in, softball is softball.
Yeah.
So it's just like you just go on autopilot and you're used to it, and like I'm just so used to playing all the time, and not playing is really hard for me.
Yes.
Like,
and
I just can't do it.
That was an adjustment over the summer too.
Yeah.
Not having a tournament every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I was not used to it.
Yeah, like I played in my summer league, so I had mm-hmm. like 6 weeks where I had games Saturday, Sunday.
That's
so
nice.
Like I kinda yeah. got that feel while also not doing practice like all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely weird, like, when you're not playing, and every summer has been softball, 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 softball.
Yeah.
Never getting to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's definitely an adjustment getting used to not playing literally 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Softball, we're having fun. We're getting through it, and
getting through it.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. You got any other things that you feel the need to share with the world?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, we covered this, you know, intro, just getting used to the vibes back on campus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's flying by.
Dude, it's already week 3.
Yeah.
Which,
like,
is crazy.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I'm just like, holy cow. Like, how have I already been here for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it feels like I've been here for 3 months.
100%. That first week back
felt
like forever.
Time warp.
Yeah.
I feel like college is a time warp. Genuinely. It's
yeah.
like, it's I've like, been here for 3 weeks, but also 3 months, but like also mm-hmm. 3 years. And
it's such a bubble. Like, it's so weird.
It genuinely feels like I'm living in like a fever dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I'm in like some weird state of consciousness when I'm here, and like nothing is real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like you literally just live with your best friends, and you just
right?
run around and like do stuff all day and
uh-huh.
wait, go to bed and wake up and do it all over again.
Yes, like. Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
Roll Tigers.
Yeah.
Roll Tigers. All right. So we are starting a new weekly segment on the pod, which we are very excited about. It's called Question of the Week. So every week we're going to pose a really weird, arbitrary question and just talk about our answers, because why not?
Why not?
So this week's question of the week, Caitlin, if you were an object, like any object in the world, what would you be?
Any object.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would definitely be one of those tiny spoons. Like, I don't know what they're called, like, per se.
Tiny spoons.
But, yeah, tiny
plastic
spoons.
Plastic or metal?
Metal.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, they're my favorite.
Yeah.
If I had that, like, with me at all times, I would always just use that.
Life is good when you're using a tiny spoon.
It's,
like, I can't use big spoons.
So nice.
They bother me.
Oh, me neither.
They scare me.
Yeah.
They shouldn't exist.
I can't with them. But tiny spoons, they're, like, satisfying.
Yeah.
They're so perfect. I love them so
like,
much.
They're just amazing. Like, have you ever eaten ice cream with, like, a tiny spoon?
Yes.
I don't know why, but it makes the ice cream taste 10 times better.
100%.
With a tiny spoon.
100%.
They actually have magical properties. I'm convinced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I were an object, I think I would be... I feel like I gotta go headband.
Headband? Yes.
Because, so, uh-huh. I have this thing... I have really curly hair, and it's really thick, and whenever I play softball, it doesn't end well for me. The flyaways are just absolutely insane. I look like Albert Einstein at the end of every game, and I also sweat a lot, which
mm-hmm.
is low-key TMI, but That's what we do here on the pod. We share things.
Exactly.
So I have to wear a headband every time I play softball, just like a dry fit headband, and it's got to match. So I'm obsessed with headbands. I think, one, they're functional. They definitely serve a purpose, which is really nice. And then they are also fashionable in certain situations.
Yes.
Like, there's, like, the really cutie ones that, like, you can get, like, the plastic ones. They're just, they're very versatile. And I feel like that is my spirit object. Yeah.
Spirit object instead of spirit animal.
Spirit object. I love. It's the new craze.
That should be, that
We're
should
starting
be a thing.
It's new craze.
Spirit object.
Spirit object.
I love it. I love it.
Honorable mention to headphones. I think that that is also really fitting for me. I use them every day, but I think I gotta go headband. Headband is the one.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I think that about does it for our very first episode back.
Woo! First episode.
What a fun time we've had here in the podcast room.
Yes.
I hope you guys had an awesome time listening. And as always, stay tuned in, Tigers. That was crazy.